We kick things off in this hour of the program, though, by talking about a wonderful charity event that is coming up just 10 days away, Saturday, June 30th. It is the Bangor Area Challenge for Charities, and here to tell us more about it, a couple of the organizers working very hard to put it all together, Christy Kimball and Melissa Craig joining us in studio. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having us.
And I want to make sure I get this right. Hit me if I screw it up. This is all sponsored by the Rotary Club of Bangor Breakfast.
That is correct.
Fantastic. And this is a big event that is going to raise money for potentially a number of different charities.
Yeah, we have 40 nonprofits who have signed up who are going to take part in the event.
And I love the organization of this. Coming up on the 30th, and you've got it right on the website, a nice timer telling me how long, 9 days, 12 hours, 53 minutes, and less than 30 seconds now. And this is it's a different kind of race. Can you explain what it's all about?
Yeah, it actually encompasses a lot of different types of events, such as walking, running, cycling, and motorcycling. And we have varying routes that people can choose from.
So however you motivate around town, whether it's on your feet or some kind of riding, you've got a chance to participate in this and raise money. And when all is said and done, is it the top five that get some serious money out of this, right?
That is correct. Each nonprofit who gets 50 votes will automatically get $500, and then the top five nonprofits will receive the net proceeds from the event.
Well, and like any good event, you've also got some amazing food and a lot of things going on along the way. Can you talk about this barbecue lunch?
Sure. So we have a barbecue lunch. We've also have Spencer's Ice Cream coming to join us with their ice cream truck, so you can't beat that.
Well,
I mean,
the
every day is a great day when you can have barbecue and ice cream. We'll be giving away pins. We have special pins for the motorcycle riders, as well as special medals for the runners and walkers and cyclists. We have t-shirts to give away, and we cannot wait. We also have entertainment. So we have Griff Johnson, who will be doing acoustic, as well as Fat Chicken DJ, who will be having, will be playing DJ music. So we're very excited. So they can go, they can exercise, have a great time, some team building, and come back to air conditioning and some great food.
Well, and what's great too is it's an event that it seems like it will work for anybody in the family, regardless of age. And there's so many options along the way. I'm looking for walkers. There's a 1K route, a 5K route, a 10K route. For those who want to run, you can do 5, you can do 10, or you can do a half marathon. So it really is something for everyone.
Absolutely.
It's a family event. And it also for our nonprofits, our goal is to be able to give back to our community, be able to make a difference, and also enhance the lives that they serve, are the employees of these nonprofits, as well as the community members that they take the time to provide excellent quality of care to.
Carrie, something for you here, the 100-mile bike ride. I can see you doing that.
I'll do it along with you.
Okay,
take us a couple of these.
Carrie, right on the crossbar. I think that would work out.
That would be the only way it would work for me.
You can't get credit for your... Carrie's leaving right after the show tonight, driving to New Orleans.
Oh, wow.
And so you ought to get some credit for that, for riding for 26 hours.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
I think so.
It's not going to happen, but I thought it would... Give you the opportunity there. Anyway, this is great, too. Anytime you do an event of this size, you've got to have a great support along the way. So can you talk about some of the folks and organizations that will be helping pull this all together on the 30th?
So right now we have 40 nonprofits that have signed up to participate. Some of those nonprofits, they all can be found online on Bangor Area Challenge for Charities.com. We have United Way, Camp Capella. We also have some veterans organizations. There's quite a group of folks that have come together, 40 of them, as I had mentioned, children's organizations, adults with disabilities organizations. But our number one goal, again, is to make this event successful and carry it on year from year. So this is our very first year, so we're very excited. But we hope to be able to grow this event and make it maybe part of Brewer Days or something of that later on. So our goal is to have the biggest party that Brewer can have on June 30th with as many activities as you can imagine that you have to choose from, with our support after, with the barbecue, as we had mentioned, and the music. We also have been very fortunate. We have some wonderful sponsors, too, that I think have helped our community, helped these nonprofits, and helped us get this pulled together. The Bangor Area Rotary is one of them. Link's Web Design, Marshall's, Slipping Gears, and we have a few more.
Yeah, I'm looking at the list here. Darlings, the thing of the moment. Oh, no. Curlin? Curlin is helping out?
Oh, you can't beat that. Well, then, he takes the best photos.
See, it's not really an event if Curlin's not there.
That's so right.
That's fantastic.
So you all know, the who's who has to come, because if he's there, everyone's there.
Right. You mentioned Riff Johnson as well, who's great. So a lot of fine people helping out. Also, I want to mention, too, that along the way, whichever route you're taking, whether you're a walker, a runner, a rider, there'll be lots of support along the route. So if people have any questions, anything like that, people are there to help them out.
Absolutely. So we'll have lots of rest stops for them to stop at to get nourished again. And we have people patrolling the roads in case something does happen or they can't finish the route. We can take them back to Jeff's Catering.
Well, it's the Bangor Area Challenge for Charities coming up on June 30th. Walk, run, or ride. And best way to get involved and find out more, whether it's becoming a sponsor or signing up for yourself, go to the website. Again, it's Bangor Area Challenge for Charities, all one word, BangorAreaChallengeForCharities.com. And you'll be taking registrations right up until when?
Including the day of the event.
Doesn't get much easier than that.
Not at all.
Well, thank you both for coming, and thanks for all your work in putting this together, and everybody at the Rotary for making it happen. It sounds like a great day.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you.
Christy Kimble, Melissa Craig here. The Bangor Area Challenge for Charities, Walk, Run, Ride, June 30th. Be a part of it.